the window's passed now. We've got Greg Wilding, so we're pleased with that bit of business. A little bit frustrated that we couldn't do anything else, but it is what it is. So, you know, I think Greg will improve the squad.
What does he do to improve the squad? What's different about him? Because you said all along, any players you wanted in needed to be in first team contention, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we looked at quite a few players, forwards, but we couldn't compete. I'm not going to go and take an under 23 or a 21 that is going to sit on the bench or not even make the squad. We need players to come in and affect the first team. And Greg can do that. So where we were left frustrated with one or two other things in different positions. Well, we had a little bit of money ready, you know, to go, so we had to spend what we had wisely, and I think we've done that with Greg Wilde, because obviously he knows the level, he's experienced quite a few levels, you know, Scottish football, League One, League Two. You know, he's a decent player, he's a quick player, energetic, we can go past the players, so I think he'll be a good addition to the squad and something different to what we've got, and obviously adds to the competition in the four positions. We've struggled probably all season with regards to scoring goals, but we couldn't address that situation. We've got players capable of doing, but they need to step up to the plate and do it. And the next best thing, obviously, is people to not just score but create them as well. I'm sure Greg can do that and bring that to the team.
So more competition. What you have had this season that you've never had before is a strong bench, really, often, isn't it? Is there more pressure on you to use that bench really well and properly strategically?
Yeah, listen, everyone's got an opinion on substitutes. We've made subs in the last game where, in hindsight, maybe we might have got one of them wrong. But obviously, it was about to make it, and then there was a goal scored, and then we made the decision to make it afterwards. So hindsight's a wonderful thing. You know, that player goes on and scores a goal, nothing said. We put Gary Thompson on recently away at Newport, he won the penalty, but again, nothing said. We put someone on recently at home and he scored with his, well, Callum Lang put him on at home recently and he scored with his first touch, nothing said. But as soon as you put someone on or make a change and it backfires and you lose the game like we did recently, questions are asked, why do you do it? So it's an awkward position, it's a no-win situation. All I can do is assess what goes on in the training week. We have a couple of knocks, we have a couple of injuries. There's people who are training well, playing well, lack of form, carrying a knock. And you've got to put it all in the pot and make sure that you do what's right by the whole squad. That's exactly the same with regards to games, who's trained well, who's done well in the last game, who's more suited to play in a particular game than another game. So there's thousands and thousands of thought processes that you've got to go through as a coaching staff and as a manager to make sure not only do you get your starting 11 right, but being able to have a plan B, whether that be just a tweak in personnel or a complete change in formation. You've got to have a good bench with regards to covering all areas and people who can affect the game for the right reasons. And obviously, within that 90-plus minutes, you've got to make sure that you make subs at the right time or what you think the best time is. And obviously, for the good of the team, whether that's to defend the lead, to pull a goal back, to try and win the game. We made a decision last week where we took Kenyon off and put Gary Thompson on. So it's a defender off and a forward on to try and win the game, because we thought it looked like Mansfield were going to win the game. As it was, in the last 5 minutes, we've had a couple of great chances to win it ourselves. But unfortunately, we went and lost the game. So then obviously, people look at the change. Why did you make the change? That's just the way football is. Everyone has an opinion on things. But what we've got to do is, as I say, pick the right 11 for Port Vale and the coming weeks. But obviously, Port Vale's the next game. It's the most important game. Pick the right bench and go with a game plan, a backup plan, and make sure that if there's injuries within the game, like, you know, you can't do nothing about Stephen Old last week. That's a decision you've got to make straight away. But whether we're chasing the game, winning the game, drawing the game, whether we're under cosh, on top, make sure that we put everything in the pot and come up with the right decisions.
So Port Vale is the first of three huge games, isn't it, with Chesterfield and Forest Green at home to follow that. Get this right and you could really put some daylight between yourselves and the bottom two.
Yeah, well, Forest Green result went for us last night in losing at Exeter, so that just keeps that little bit of a gap between us. But as you say, fantastic opportunity in the month of February to get points on the board. Proper 6-pointer battles coming up, starting with Port Vale on Saturday. And yeah, you know, we'll take every game as it comes. We're positive, we believe in ourselves, and we've got to go out and make sure that we get points on the board. February last year was a fantastic month for us, and really it was surprising that we went from one extreme to the other in the space of 1 month, and then suddenly people were talking about us being an outside bet for the playoffs, and then we had a disastrous March after that. So, you know, I'd settle for another February like we had last season. But we know the tough games. You know, Forest Green have invested recently with the likes of Reuben Reid. Chesterfield have. Port Vale certainly have. You know, signing three centre-halves yesterday and addressing a couple of other areas. So we know there'll be tough games, but we're more than capable of taking something from these games. So that's the attitude we'll have. One away, two at home. And hopefully we can get a good points return, plus Wickham in there as well. Hopefully we can get a good points return for February. That'll push us up the lead and put more points in between us and the dreaded bottom two.
Got quite a few injury concerns, haven't you? And also some very sad news regarding Max Muller.
Yeah, Max Muller's had a family bereavement, so he won't be playing at the weekend. He's back home in Germany. You know, we'll have to wait and see how long he is. We've got to support him and give him the time that he needs off to make sure he can spend some time with his family. It's such a sad time, and obviously our thoughts are with him and his family at this moment. So he'll miss Saturday. And we've got a couple of other knocks in key areas. Waiting game, really. Nothing, you know, really bad. Stephen Old's obviously come off in the last game, and we've got one or two more. But as I say, like you said, the squad not bad at the minute. So with regards to if you lose, you know, two or three players for the game, it's an opportunity for another two or three to step in and stake their claim to get the share for the obviously for this game, but for the coming weeks as well. So we'll have to see on those couple. But at the moment, Max Muller's a definite no for the weekend.